So the first thing I wrote here was prerequisites for receiving Quranic guidance for believers. Now, the first item there is your moral compass is still intact. If you really want to benefit from the guidance of the Quran, your moral compass needs to be intact. What does that mean? In simple language, here's what that means. Every human being, Allah has gifted them with a moral calculator inside them. Every person is a moral human being, every human being. Allah put the ruh inside every human being, yes or no? That ruh was in the company of Allah, it was given the knowledge of the basics of the right and the wrong, and even knowledge of Allah himself. We learned that in Surah Al-A'raf. Because every human being, doesn't matter if they're born in a Buddhist family, or they're born in an atheist agnostic family, or they're born in a Christian family or a Muslim family, it doesn't matter. All human beings are gifted with a certain basic sense of decency. The Arabic term for that, the Islamic term for that, is the fitrah. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, "Kullu mawludin yuladu ala al-fitrah." Every human being was given or was born with the fitrah. It's a very famous hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Okay, now, having said that, what does that practically mean? Practically what that means is, even when a man is or a woman is 30, 40 years old, and they're not Muslim, even if they're not Muslim, they still have a sense of, man, that guy is getting beat up on the street, that's not right. Or these people stole money and didn't give it back, that's not correct. Or they shouldn't be insulting their coworkers that way, that isn't right. They have a sense of justice inside them. It didn't come from necessarily even their, actually you go across cultures, it's not even from the upbringing. If you go across cultures, different cultures, you'll find everybody has a sense of justice. Everybody has a problem with injustice. Everybody has respect for the truth. Everybody has a disgust for lying. Even if they may be engaged in lying once in a while themselves, if you were to ask them, do you think lying is wrong? Overwhelmingly, what are people going to say? Yeah, yeah. You know what that means? That their moral compass is still intact. There's some part of that fitrah is still alive in there. Okay. Now, I wrote on top for believers. You see that? Prerequisites for receiving Quranic guidance for believers. I put a qualification there. So it kind of raises an interesting question. How could you be a believer, a Muslim, and your moral compass is not intact? Why would I put that there? Because it's possible. It's possible that somebody's Muslim and they've lost their moral compass. They don't have a conscience anymore. It's very possible. It's actually possible that they have a lot of knowledge of the religion and they have no decency left. That's possible too. Allah talks about that problem in the Quran. On the outside a believer, on the inside something filthy, something disgusting. That does happen, okay? So now how do you and I know that our fitrah is still intact? There are certain qualities that Allah highlights that a human being should have in the Quran that are they all go back to the fitrah. So I won't give you all of them, but I'll give you a handful, and you could paint the rest of that picture yourself. Gratitude is a quality that a person should have if they have their fitrah intact. Now let's test that a little bit. If somebody does something nice for you, you're at the airport, you dropped your bag, somebody picked it up and handed it to you. What's at the very least, if you're half decent a human being, what are you going to do? Thank you. Do you have to be Muslim for that? No, so a sense of gratitude comes with being decent. You understand that? So gratitude is a fundamental quality of the fitrah, one of them, okay? Thinking is a quality of the fitrah. To be able to think and process, that's a human gift that Allah has given us. Patience, kindness, these are qualities that good people have. And these are qualities that Allah highlights in the Quran or no? He does. As a matter of fact, in many cases, he highlights that Allah loves people that are grateful. Allah loves people that are patient. He wants you to become people that think. So the things Allah wants you to become, or the things that Allah loves, are actually pretty much all qualities that we were already given as part of our fitrah. They were supposed to be inside of us already. You with me so far? Okay. So if a person has a really big patience problem, or they're not grateful for anything, they just have a hard time being grateful. It's very hard for them to say thanks. It's very hard for them to be humble. Humility is another actually fundamental quality of the fitrah. And humility has many levels, but the first of them is to be able to admit your mistakes, to be able to admit you're wrong, or you're not the best, or to be able to admit someone's doing a better job than you are, right? Some people have a really hard time with that, to be able to admit their mistake. So if your fitrah is not intact, then you're going to have a hard time with the Quran. Now let me tell you what that means. That means that you might actually learn a lot about the Quran. You might learn Arabic grammar. It's just been a day for you guys, but you might learn loads of Arabic grammar. You might actually study 10 or 20 tafaseer at one time, but you still won't get guidance out of it because fitrah isn't there. So that's, you understand that first prerequisite? Okay, so that's something very internal. Like, we have to kind of really gauge ourselves where we are to be able to benefit from this first prerequisite. The second is that you're approaching it as a seeker, not a critic. This is a really important one.